Great to have you with us on Fun Friday. I didn't catch up with this yesterday, but there was a bit of Jordan DeGoey stuff going around somewhere. So we've got his manager, Ben Nile. He's going to join us and put that straight, or maybe confirm it. I don't know. Mike Sheen's coming in from 8 o'clock as well. For everyone who's done this joke and sent it in, this is why I love the SEN breakfast audience. They said it is utter madness on the Monash Freeway because there's a cow in the middle of the road. I love it. Everyone that sent the joke in, well done. I don't know. And someone else says it's not a cow because it's near Clyde Road.
Right.
They think it's a Clydesdale. they're sharp today.
That was a fake laugh from me, by the way. I just want to get in before anybody else, okay? That was a fake laugh. Hey, that wasn't
and
Johnny.
Stop milking the story, there you boys go. Reckon.
It's utter rubbish. Wasn't Johnny Farnham. It was more like Kelvin Cunnington before.
I couldn't get in because.
Did you give us a Johnny Farnham or a Kelvin Cunnington?
I tried to do a duet with Kenny Rogers, but someone's taking himself very seriously when it comes to singing The Gambler. Did the Wisp just back himself there?
I've put other Kenny Rogers tracks down. You know that.
You.
Well, Ruby was a Kenny Rogers track.
You rated yourself there. I know you well enough. Oh no, you're going to go again.
Don't take your love down.
Oh, hang on.
Don't take your love to town.
You could have told me the great Jason McCartney was on the line having to listen to
sorry,
all this.
Oh, sorry, Jason.
The GWS manager. Go, Jase.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. I love listening to that, Tim. Growing up in Neil, we actually had that album. I love listening to the Delta Tones. And Gary, your traffic update this morning has been outstanding.
A country boy.
It's a Black Angus, by the way, Jase. Yeah. You'd be familiar with those cows, and you'd be able to fix it up. Hey, you've done a little bit
That'd
of work.
Nice.
You've done it. Good to talk to you, by the way. Well done on the year to the Giants. We've been big fans up here, and we watched the journey into the grand final with great interest. Not the result you wanted, but. Congratulations on a big year. And now, the busy time of year for you. You've done a great job assembling this list, and you've turned pick 6 into pick 12 and 18. What was the rationale behind that?
Yeah, look, we've been pretty keen, and we're probably working with St Kilda for a fair way out and looking at other clubs with opportunities, just knowing we had those two first-round picks, how we could just get into a better draft position. Because, obviously, as it landed, the 12 was linked with Essendon and us playing off in the grand final. We're just keen to get into a different level, I suppose, of the players we think will be there around the draft, but also consideration to one of our academy players in Tom Green out of Canberra.
So how does it work then from here on, Jason, for you and GWS?
For us, we're still obviously, we've got a commitment from Sam Jacobs to come to our footy club, and obviously Sam's been a free agent, but that period has passed. Now, the only reason we couldn't go down that path and facilitate the movement by a free agency was with Adam Tomlinson going out. Our pick 40 compensation pick would have been diluted back to the end of the third round. So we'll need to facilitate that trade with Adelaide over the coming days. And obviously John Patton has requested looking for an opportunity at Hawthorn. So we need to work through that.
How close are you to working through that deal with Hawthorn?
Graham Wright and myself have had numerous discussions, so I suppose what you guys have seen and commentated on, we're going for 10 days. There's a bit goes on behind the scenes, but a lot gets done in the last 3 days, and particularly the last day. So,
are you close?
An interesting period.
Are you getting closer and closer or not?
I feel we're getting there. From where we starting position, they haven't been unreasonable. I've worked with Wrighty in the past on things, so obviously... John, in his position, we know he's fit and healthy, although he's coming off three knee injuries. The reason he didn't play the back end of the year was more a mental thing and coming to terms with that, but physically he's in unbelievable shape. So what we're looking at with our position's pretty strong. They haven't been unreasonable. We're after a sort of mid-third round pick, and we're trying to work around that with Hawthorn of what they've got and maybe what can go back the other way.
How many other clubs came at you to try and turn the low pick into two higher ones?
Adelaide's in an interesting position at 4. They've got a little bit going on with players going out. So we do have the ability now, as we know, just with pick trading, to continue right up to draft night and then on the night of the draft. So, yeah, we know there's still some bigger deals that haven't gone through yet. So I suppose once some of those are facilitated, what might be an opportunity to even strengthen our hand again and move up a little bit further.
What can you tell us about Aidan Bonner? I saw him play the back half of the year, highly rated. I think you took him at 11 or thereabouts. Where's he at?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, look, Aidan, obviously, he's 2 years at the club, got a couple of years to go on his contract. he has expressed a little bit of interest in maybe around opportunity if something presented at the right price for us to maybe look at coming home to Melbourne. Look, obviously he had a really good first year in the system and the default playing as an inside mid, and then a little bit more this year forward. So, look, the one thing there is he's probably looking at the inside mid column of our list. And with what we brought in through the draft last year with Haitley, O'Halloran and Corbell, and potentially a Tom Green this year, it's a bit of a logjam, especially when you look at Ward and Canelio that didn't play grand final day.
So what is the right price for him?
Oh, look, Aiden, for where we picked him up, I think that sort of mid-second round pick, inside 30, if there's some interest there. But we haven't had anyone really come to us yet, and we're not actively out there driving it. So we'll just see what unfolds there. Once again, it'll be one of those things I'd imagine. There's some big names out there that need to get trades done and move. So maybe off the back of that, there is something presents. But otherwise, he'll remain at the Giants, and I'm sure it'll work out all right.
Always some talented kids out there. You've got your own Tommy Green, obviously. He's been likened to Paddy Cripps and the Bont. Is he anything like those two?
Well, he's the same size and plays the same position. So yeah, he's a big, strong kid. He's an inside ball winner. So, you know, he's just bubbled along nicely under the, you know, Jason Saddington does a great job with our Giants Academy and the team there and the academy coaches. So, look, there's some attributes that are similar, but if he turned out half as good as those boys, I think we've got a pretty good player on our hands.
Now, can you tell us why we spoke to Noah Anderson the other day? He talked to us about an ethical question that he'd been asked in an interview with the Gold Coast Suns. Can you explain to people? A lot of people are confused as to why these questions would even be asked of these young players. Can you explain what it is that you're trying to learn about a player by asking the questions?
It's a great question that you ask, and I'm a bit puzzled why those questions are asked myself. It's certainly each to their own. It's certainly something at the Giants, we don't go down that path. Everyone does it differently. We're more about just getting getting comfortable with the player. Might catch up with them during the year, early in the year, a cafe. Just get to know them a bit more. It's just, more relaxed, make them feel comfortable with us. So we're probably not as hard-hitting as some, but we feel our approach works. Others obviously have different approaches that they feel they get the information that they require going about in a different way.
And do you think there would ever be an answer that Matthew Rowe could give to anyone that would have them not taking him at the number one pick?
No. Not at all.
Exactly right. I prefer your way of going about things.
Hey, Jason, Jeremy Cameron, how many clubs have come knocking about the possibility of recruiting Jeremy Cameron, if any?
No one's directly asked the question, but he's a very good player, Tim, and there's probably 17 clubs should ask about him. And that's generally what happens with a lot of our top-end talent. So we're a bit used to that. Once we work hard and re-sign one, you sort of take a deep breath, and generally then there's another one written about. So, look, I'm so proud of what's been done at our football club well before my time there, just the culture and environment that's been created. It is a real football club, and our guys are extremely tight, and probably reminds me a little bit of my time playing at North Melbourne. They're just the closest to the group. So they're a great group. Obviously, we're set up that, we do have to move players on at various times because there's a thing called a salary cap. But, Jeremy's in a great space at the moment. He's had an outstanding year. So we're very hopeful that we'll work through things in the off-season, early into the next year, and we'll get that tidied up. But, like I said, he's in a good space.
Well, you swooped in and took the Saints' number six pick yesterday. They got 12 and 18 in return. How difficult is it now going to be for St Kilda to do that deal with Fremantle, do you think?
Look, unsure. Not my concern. But, they've got a few things. Obviously, I can understand why, if I'm in St Kilda's shoes, because with the number of players that have committed to their club, which is a terrific effort by the Saints, that's part A.
Yep.
And then obviously part B is to get a deal done. So they're in good position. So I can understand why they couldn't have this being held up until next Tuesday or Wednesday. Just doesn't allow the time. And they didn't really have the assets in picks to bring these other players in. So they're in a better position now to start getting some other deals done. And who knows what will go on there. But I think they've done a pretty good job as a footy club.
Hey, Jase, as we let you go, appreciate you hopping on. Do you think there'll be a bomb between now and when is it, next Thursday? Do you think there'll be something come that no one has seen?
I suppose in this game, you can never say never. Like, you're not getting indications yet, but you just don't know, Gary. And if there is, I just hope it's not anything to do with that.
Hey, thanks for hopping on. Good to talk to you, mate.
Great to talk to you guys. Have a great day.
On you, Jason.
Jason McCartney.